Lecture 9, Longstreet's Later Confederate Career.
Our second lecture on James Longstreet will examine the last 2 years of his Confederate career, a period that included more negative than positive experiences. He and Lee differed about how to fight the Battle of Gettysburg in July 1863, with Longstreet arguing for a more defensive posture and Lee insisting on an aggressive one. Longstreet didn't lose the battle, but at times he dragged his feet. Deployed to the Western Theater in the late summer of 1863, he helped win the Battle of Chickamauga, the only great victory in all the war for the Confederate armies in the Western Theater. After a series of quarrels with General Braxton Bragg, who commanded the Confederate Army of Tennessee, Longstreet conducted a remarkably mismanaged siege of Knoxville, Tennessee, during which he ordered unimaginative frontal assaults, preferred charges against key subordinates, and conclusively showed his unfitness for Army command. Back with the Army in Northern Virginia in April 1864, he fought brilliantly at the Battle of the Wilderness on May 6th. A severe wound, delivered by fire from one of his own regiments just a short distance from the spot where Jackson had been similarly struck down at Chancellorsville, caused Longstreet to miss the rest of the Overland Campaign between Grant and Lee. He rejoined the Army in October 1864, remaining at his post through Appomattox, where he helped oversee the final surrender of the Army in Northern Virginia. At the time of the surrender, none of Lee's senior subordinates could claim longer or better service, and none stood higher in Lee's estimate. Longstreet's conduct at Gettysburg has generated enormous debate. It's by far the most controversial element of his career as a Confederate soldier. Lost cause writers, that is, former Confederates who wrote in the Lost Cause tradition in the decades after the Civil War, made Longstreet a special target in their attempts to absolve Lee of blame for the defeat at Gettysburg. We'll talk more about this in the last lecture of the course when we examine the Lost Cause more directly, but a few comments about it are appropriate here. The Lost Cause writers said that Lee had a good plan at Gettysburg, a plan that would have worked had it not been for James Longstreet's behavior, especially his behavior on July 2nd, the second day of the battle. They claimed that Lee had issued a sunrise attack order, as they called it. Longstreet was supposed to attack at sunrise. And the fact that he didn't attack until about 4 o'clock in the afternoon on July 2nd, claimed the Lost Cause writers, cost Lee the battle. If only Longstreet had been in place when Lee wanted him to be in place, the Confederates would have won the battle. These writers accused Longstreet of dragging his feet on July 3rd at Gettysburg. Well, many writers picked up these arguments later, many writers in the 20th century, and Longstreet has come down as a very controversial figure because of this treatment of his part of the Battle of Gettysburg. Well, there was no sunrise attack order on July 2nd. Longstreet himself proved that by having a bunch of Lee's former staff officers testify to that effect in the late 19th century. But that didn't have much of an effect. The problem for Longstreet had nothing to do with what had happened during the war. These kinds of criticisms didn't arise during the war. They came after the war. And the problem was that Longstreet, after the war, became a Republican, when almost all the white South was Democratic. He also accepted positions from his friend Ulysses S. Grant, who was president of the United States in the late 1860s and early 1870s. He criticized Robert E. Lee in print. He became a Catholic. He did all kinds of things that former Confederates weren't supposed to do, and he invited these attacks on his wartime career. That's what was really going on with much of the Gettysburg controversy. But the net effect was that James Longstreet's reputation dropped in many quarters in the South and subsequently among many students of the Civil War in all parts of the United States. And Longstreet's defenders said, listen, Longstreet knew better than Lee what should have happened at Gettysburg. Lee's the problem here. Lee insisted on attacking. Lee bled his army to death at Gettysburg. Longstreet knew best. Longstreet said, don't attack the Federals after July 1st. Let them attack us. Let's work around their left flank. Let's interpose our army between the Army of the Potomac and Washington and make them attack us. Well, that's easier said than done, to disengage, get around the Army of the Potomac and make them attack. But the point is that Longstreet's defenders said that's a better idea than the idea that Lee had at Gettysburg. The Confederates lost the Battle of Gettysburg, they said, not because of Longstreet, but because of Lee.